And got a question for you. Miguel Navarro says, how do marine mammals control their salt intake? He says here, if you drink seawater, it dehydrates you because the salt in the water triggers osmosis at cellular level, etc. And so you have to get the salt out of your body, lose some water to compensate. So how do animals like marine mammals that are therefore eating a lot of salt in their diet quite naturally, how do they compensate? How do they get around that?
Well, actually, they don't, as far as we can see, they don't drink that much seawater at all. In fact, most whales and dolphins and things like that really don't drink seawater at all. They get most of the water they need in their diet from their food, because lots of fish are about 60 or 80% water, and you can also get lots of water from metabolism, from oxidizing fat, and they have those blubbery layers, and that can actually provide them with water. So half the time they actually keep their mouths shut, but of course some does get in when they're eating their food and so on. And sea otters apparently do drink quite a bit of seawater, and that could possibly be because they actually eat lots of invertebrates, sort of sea urchin, things like that, and they're quite salty and high in protein, which means they create lots of urea, and to process that salt and urea and nitrogen does take a lot of water, so they do drink lots of water. And one of the keys, really, it comes down to their kidneys. They've got a very different type of kidney to most land animals, in that if you look at a human kidney, or most mammals have kind of a kidney-shaped kidney, a sort of a single lump, and with various things going on inside, whereas in fact cetaceans and seals and things have lots of little bits to their kidneys. They're very sort of complex structures with lobes, up to sort of thousands of lobes, and each one of those is an individual kidney, if you like. So they are actually able to concentrate the fluids in their urine to be stronger than seawater. So they do have that ability, but they don't necessarily do it all the time, which is actually quite surprising that they don't have to do that. They actually just don't have that much salt in their system in the first place.
Because one thing that is very often not apparent until perhaps you read a biochemistry book or something, is that metabolism itself produces a lot of water. So when you burn sugars, you release enormous amounts of water anyway. So therefore, some animals are very good at using all that water, so their obligatory need to drink is quite low.
Absolutely, and they think that when certain seals and sea lions actually go through long periods when they don't eat, and they're very much relying on their metabolism and their blubber at that point to provide them with enough water.
Thank you, Helen. This is The Naked Scientist, science phone-in. On the way, this... Guess what? I haven't had one of those, but it's a tattoo. And we'll be finding out why it is that tattoos actually don't fade in the skin, whereas if you were to, say, mark the surface layers of your skin with a biro or something we all do by accident half the time, why does that fade, but actually tattoos, ink put into the skin, don't go away? Well, we'll be finding out. Also on the way, why squinting helps you to see more clearly, and also why chili peppers, as they get riper and spicier, also change into that alluring red colour.